welcome yourself to episode 7 of Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Hopefully you've had a wonderful, wonderful week or hour or minute. I don't know when you're listening to this as opposed to the last one, but hopefully good times were had by all. Well, let's get right into the fun. This week, some major creepy theme park news was dropped, and it wasn't from Disney.
Nocturne Alley.
You don't want no one to see you down there.
Well, if you follow theme park news at all, then you know this past week that Universal Studios Orlando announced some of the details for the upcoming Diagon Alley expansion of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. You may be wondering right out the gate, why are we talking about Harry Potter and Universal Studios on a podcast about creepy Disney stuff? Well, the odds are, if you're listening to this podcast, that you have seen Harry Potter films or might consider yourself somewhat of a Harry Potter fan. The odds are pretty high of that. A lot of crossover appeal between the creepiness of Disney and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, not just the theme park, but the films, the books, and all the amazingness that's contained within it. I, myself, am a fan. This past year, I went to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, the first part, which is Hogsmeade Village, which, of course, contains Hogsmeade and Hogwarts Castle, which does contain the attraction Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, which I call one of the greatest attractions of all time. It's in my top five. I'm not ready to reveal what my top five are, but yeah, the other four are at Disney parks. So this just transcends, you know, there's some Disney fans that seem to be against Universal for whatever reason, and you're just hurting yourself because you're just missing out on amazing experiences and attractions and things that are, quite frankly, you know, making Disney up their game. You know, I'm not going to get into that debate. I just wanted to kind of get that out there in case you just happen to be one of those people. I just want to put that out there, my stance on that. You know, that you're just missing out. So anyways, the Diagon Alley expansion was announced a few years ago, but no details have been put in. It's been nothing but rumors, rumors, rumors. Finally, they announced a lot of details. So many details. A lot of them I'd heard before because I'm so tuned into listening to all these podcasts, reading all these blogs, and, you know, a lot of rumors. And some were announced. One, a major one, of course, is the Hogwarts... I can't even talk. The Hogwarts Express train will be doing an industry first, taking an attraction, taking one park to another, taking you to Hogsmeade to Diagon Alley. Tons of stores, shops. The Gringotts Bank coaster ride, which has now been officially called Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts. So much exciting news came from this, but I'm not here to report all of this information to you. There's so much information out there. So much coverage of this. That's not... I don't need to do it. That's not what's going on here. But there was something that was announced that I did not hear about until the announcement. And that made me excited beyond belief. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized this needs to be on Creepy Kingdom. I need to talk about this. We need to dissect this. We need to get to the bottom of this. We need to get into it. And it is they have announced that they are creating Nocturne Alley. So let's take some steps back here, in case you don't know what any of these things are by chance. So Diagon Alley is a secret street in London that only wizards and witches have access to. It's kind of like an outdoor mall for all the wizarding needs. it has a lot of, you know, plays a lot in the films. So if you've seen the films, you know you've seen that's where they go to get Harry's school supplies. That's where Harry's money is left. They have to go into Gringotts Bank to, you know, it's funny as I go through this. I'm like, should I talk about this as though you know what happens in Harry Potter? I mean, you kind of have to a little bit. Sorry, spoilers. a lot. They keep going back to this area. A lot happens there. Now, attached to Diagon Alley is a street called Nocturne Alley, which is where darkness reigns. It is where there's shops for the dark arts. And they have connection to the Death Eaters, which are the villains of the Harry Potter world, which I'm going to dive into a little bit more. So what they announced about this... I'm not going to get into that yet. I'm jumping again. But essentially, they have said they're creating a section that's for the villains of the Harry Potter world. You know, and that's amazing, because I love everything about Harry Potter. I love the trio. I love many of the characters. Luna Lovegood is another favorite of mine. But one thing I love at the same time is the villains. Amazing villains. You know, it's almost like I don't know who to root for when I'm watching the movies, because these villains. Anyways, so those villains. All right, so let's take a look at what we know about Nocturne Alley from the books and films. So let's just gather all that in there. This is from the Harry Potter wiki. Nocturne Alley is a shopping area off Diagon Alley in London. It is filled with lots of shops devoted to the dark arts, including Borgin and Burks, which specialize in objects that have curious and strong magical properties. Usually unusual, dangerous, and very scary people walk around there. When Tom Riddle left Hogwarts, he worked at Borgin and Burks. And Tom Riddle is, of course, who became who shall not be named, Lord Voldemort. All right, so now on to the appearances of Nocturne Alley. Harry Potter first entered Nocturne Alley while using flu powder at the Weasleys. Flu powder is a way to travel. You say where you want to go, and you end up there.
Here we are, Harry. You go first, dear.
But Harry's never travelled by flu powder before, Mum.
Flu powder?
Oh, well, you go first, Ron, so that Harry can see how it's done. Yes.
Diagon Alley!
You see? It's quite easy, dear. Don't be afraid. Come on.
That's it. Very good. Now don't forget to speak very, very clearly.
Diagon Alley!
He ended up in Borgin and Burks when he didn't say Diagon Alley clearly enough when trying to travel there by flu power from the burrow.
Not lost, are you, my dear?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just...
Come with us. We'll help you find your way back.
No, please.
Harry?
Hagrid.
What do you think you're doing down here? Come on.
He runs into Hagrid outside the shop. Hagrid, who was getting flesh-eating slug repellent in Nocturne Alley, told Harry that he shouldn't be hanging around in such a quote-unquote dodgy place. So, you know, when that happens, he shows up. He's in the shop. He walks out, and there's just all these creepy... Especially, it's all kind of his perspective. These just
creepy, strange people. Like, looked like they were gonna, you know, they were gonna abduct him or something. It was just, you know, and obviously you don't know what's going on as the reader because he doesn't know what's going on. And then Hagrid sees him and takes him out of there. So right away you're like, whoa, that's a dodgy place. Next time we see this place, it's years later, when Harry, Ron, and Hermione follow Draco Malfoy, suspecting him of being a Death Eater. Draco let several Death Eaters into Hogwarts through a vanishing cabinet in Borgia and Burks. So that's another major plot point there. From the shops, one can purchase many types of dark objects, including poisonous candles, shrunken heads, giant spiders, human-looking fingernails and toenails, flesh-eating slug repellent. The name Nocturne Alley is a play on nocturnally, just as Diagon Alley is a play on diagonally. Nocturnally has to do with the night and darkness, hinting at its dark nature. There are 14 known shops in Nocturne Alley. Portion of Burks was mentioned a million times. Beard trimming, a barber shop, Cobb and Webbs. I'm not going to read all these, just some of the ones that are funny. The Coffin House, Ye Old Curiosity Shop. All right, so that's the background on what Nocturne Alley is. So they have announced Nocturne Alley will be a part of this expansion, and they have announced very few details. So here's a few things of what we know based on some things they announced and a little investigative journalism on my part. I mean, it's, you know, there's only so much you could do, but, you know. All right, number one, it will always be night. That's right. Every time you walk in there, it's going to be dark. It's always nighttime. The next thing we know is that it will contain the store, Borgin and Burks. And they will be selling Death Eater masks and skulls. Here's what it says as a description of the store on the Universal website. Guests who want to discover the darker side of magic will be able to explore Nocturne Alley and visit one of its most infamous shops, Borgin and Burks. This dark arts specialty shop will offer a wide variety of dark objects such as Death Eater masks, skulls and other sinister items. So that, I think that's it. That they have, we can buy Death Eater mask and skulls. We know that. Now here's something else that we know. This was revealed over the weekend. They had a little bit of Harry Potter fan expo at Universal afterwards. Had several presentations with random information that popped out about Diagon Alley. Within that, we know the Vanishing Cabinet, the one that Draco got, you know, let the Death Eaters in to go to Hogwarts. The Vanishing Cabinet will be inside Borgia and Burks. I don't know what that means. I don't know what kind of interaction you're going to be able to have with it. I don't know what it's going to do. But it will be there. Now, this next one's a little bit of my investigative journalism. I was looking at a map that they had released of the area. And Nocturne Alley looks to be about the same length as Diagon Alley, which is very interesting. And also, it looks to be, and this is all speculation, so I don't know why this is under what we know category, but that it's going to be made about 8 to 10 feet wide, so it's going to be kind of tight in there. So that's what we know. Here is some questions I have of things that we don't know and that I desperately want to know, and you should do. We want to know it. We want to know it together. The first thing is, will there be scare actors in Nocturne Alley? Like I stated before, when Harry first showed up, all these sketchy people were all coming at him, And that's, to me, when I first think about Nocturnality, that's what I think of, is just being immersed in this cramped, scary, dark area with these creeps all around you. Now, while Taurus can be kind of creepy, but not that kind of creepy, will there be scare actors? I sent in this question to the Parkscope podcast, and I believe it was Joe, if it wasn't, please correct me, said that I don't think that they'll have wandering, you know, actors, but it could possibly be a scary version of Ollivander's, meaning that there will be actors in Borgin and Burks. And if you're unfamiliar with the Ollivander's experience, which currently exists in the Hogsmeade village, that is the store where Harry goes and gets his first wand, and the wand chooses him, and they have in the films and books, and they have that kind of experience played out inside of Ollivander's. So, which in the end you can buy a wand. So it is a store, but it is kind of in a show experience, which is probably true. It probably will be that. You know, because since the Borgin and Burks have such a, you know, has such ties to the Death Eaters, you know, that's where Draco lets them into Hogwarts, to the Vanishing Cabinet. Tom Riddle, Lord Voldemort, used to work there. So, you know, there has to be more than just going in a store and just have regular team members just in there waiting, you know, ringing you up. Not regular, I'm sure they'll be in costume. You know what I mean. The next question I have is, will there be more shops? Now, I said there was 13 listed. Now, I know that's kind of ridiculous to think there'll be 13 shops. But maybe there'll be more. There'll probably be some, you know, facades, some fake stores that are, said they're closed. They have a few of those in Hogsmeade Village. So I do suspect that will be the case, but will there be more? Is really what I want to know. And the third one's, it's kind of probably not gonna be true or whatever, but will there be some sort of attraction in Nocturnality? It's highly, highly unlikely. I know this, but you know, I don't think there'll be a ride, but maybe tied into what I was saying about something that happens in Borgin and Burks. You know, is there more to it? is there an experience to be had? Or is it just a dark path to a scary shop? You know, it's captured my imagination, and I want to know more. And hopefully these questions will be answered soon. I mean, they will eventually, because this is opening up in summer of 2014. That's the time they had said summer, which, as we know, summer begins June 21st and ends September 21st. That's a long period of time there. But this is, we're just cracking the surface here, and we got to get some answers. Well, I will be on top of the case for everybody here. I'll be following up on this, giving intensive coverage of Nocturnality, which, you know, it's not really being done anywhere else that I've seen. I don't know if anyone else is obsessed with this area as I am right now. There's a lot of other things to be covered, so I understand, since there and a lot more details about a lot of other things were announced. So this is kind of a footnote for a lot of people, but you know, this is huge for me. Anytime we could walk into the realm of like villains is an exciting thing for a theme park experience, and you know, I can't be too shocked that I said that, because that's kind of what this podcast is all about. So there might be other possible sightings of Death Eaters and Dark Artsness in Diagon Alley, and that is of course in the Gringotts Bank coaster ride, which is now it's called Harry Potter Escape from Gringotts. It doesn't really fly off the target. Now, one thing that has been announced for that ride is that there will be a dragon sitting upon it all the time that breathes fire. And if you're unfamiliar with the films, they kept a dragon inside the bank to guard the vaults, and he escapes towards, I think it's in Deathly Hallows. Oh, it's definitely in Deathly Hallows. I just don't remember if it's part one or two as far as film go. And, you know, and he's out. That's the last time you see him. So, and that's something, I don't know what the timeline of what, where we are with Diagon Alley here. It's really confusing. In Hogsmeade, it's set at the beginning of Goblet of Fire, so it's right before the Tri-Wizard Tournament. This one is kind of confusing, and I'm sure they eventually will explain that. But I'm not going to get too deep into that. But whatever. But there might be some appearances in the ride. They have not given any details about the ride besides the dragon on top. I don't even know if they officially have said that the dragon is going to be there. I got to check up on that. It's in the concept art. So I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go back, you know, whatever. My next update, I'll deny or confirm that. I have heard rumors that we might be seeing an appearance of Lord Voldemort in this attraction, as well as an appearance. I've heard a lot of rumblings of appearance of this character, and I'm really excited they might be having an encounter with Bellatrix Lestrange, one of my favorite characters in the Harry Potter universe. I have a thing for her. She's an amazing woman. If we could have some kind of encounter with her somewhere in the Diagon Alley expansion, that would be amazing. That's just my personal wish. But anyways. All right. Well, that about wraps up this Nocturne Alley update. Again, I will be staying on top of the case. Any information that comes up, I will be letting you know. Probably won't be as long of segments as this, unless they just drop some bombshell that there's a lot to talk about in the subject. But they might give little more hints and clues. They might not give anything. This could be it. I don't know. But I'm going to stay on it, and I'll keep it up to date with you guys, and we'll just stay with it together. So we'll stay with it together. I don't even know what that means, but whatever. I'm just so excited, guys. Nocturne Alley is going to be real. It's about time. It's about time to get on out of here. Before I do, I gotta make sure you know about some things. First of all, want to bring up again our Fantasia VHS contest. If you would like to win a copy of the film Fantasia on VHS format from my personal collection, shoot me an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com. By February 19th, put in the email, I want the Fantasia VHS, and it could be yours. Last week, I stated that the next episode was going to be a look at the upcoming film Maleficent. That obviously has been postponed. We had the amazing Nocturne Alley news. And also, a third trailer was released. So we had even more to talk about. I'm not sure it'll be next episode or not. That is a topic that I will be discussing with David and Sarah from FreshBakedDisney.com. Trying to get that worked out for this week. So we'll see if that comes through. I just wanted to let you know I didn't forget about that, but there's even more to talk about. So so stay tuned for that. Definitely, because it's coming, totally. Yeah, if you have any questions comments, concerns, you can email me, creepykingdom@gmail.com. Please visit our website for show notes, videos, creepy Disney fan art, creepy Disney fan art and cosplay. One of these weeks, I'm going to be able to just spit that whole thing out. It's such a tongue twister. It's whatever. Links to all of our social media. It's right there. creepykingdom.com. And you can subscribe to our show in iTunes. And please leave some feedback on what you feel about the show in iTunes. You could rate us 5 stars if you love it. You could say why you love it in a review. I want to give some thanks to some 5-star reviews we received. Last week's guest, Derek Bergen, left a wonderful 5-star review. Now, he didn't review the episode he was on, because he's I will say that I did review a Pinocchio episode. So, just give him some props for that. You know, I don't want you guys to think, well, he reviewed himself, you know. Thank you, Derek. And I hope to have Derek back on soon for the next time we do Creepiest Film, because if you haven't heard the Fantasia episode yet, definitely go listen to that right now, because he had me laughing the entire time in a way that, you know, I don't know if I could have delivered such humor by myself. So I'm really glad he joined me for that segment. And the next film we're going to be doing is The Reluctant Dragon, which is, in my opinion, even more ridiculous than Fantasia. So I'm really eager to get him onto that show. So we'll get that worked out. Don't worry. Don't worry, kids. We'll get Derek Bergen back on the show. Also, thanks to someone with the username Durable Junk. Very nice username. But thank you for that great review and the 5 stars. We are also available on the Stitcher application for your smart telephone. You can stream podcasts directly to your phone. No downloading. We're there. Search Creepy Kingdom. Give it a thumbs up. Do the whole 9. Us and Stitcher, we're there. We're there. It's happening. Accept it. It's real. It's really happening. Last but not least, gotta give a shout out to Twitter @CreepyKingdom. I'm always on there. Got something to say, you'll probably get a response pretty fast, even throughout my work day. I keep my Twitter feed open. And I'm always ready to chat about some creepy Disney stuff. So anything you got to say, questions, comments, you can shoot an email, but you can hit us up on Twitter @CreepyKingdom. That's about all the plugging I got to do for this week. So until next time,
keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It's midnight.
Pleasant dreams.